Well, excited to vote, you arrive at the polls and find a line of voters that keeps going and going and going. In many states, people faced unprecedented waits to vote early this year, and we're told to expect lines in a lot of places tomorrow, too. So, how do you pass the time? Books, headphones, group conga lines? We want to get advice. So if you waited out long lines this year in Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, Colorado, Virginia, or elsewhere, call those of us who'll wait it out tomorrow with advice on voting line do's and don'ts. Our phone number, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. We go now to Mandy Trimble, a news reporter for member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio, with us today from the Veterans Memorial polling location in Franklin County, Ohio. And Mandy, nice of you to be with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Neil. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Are voters waiting in line there?
Oh, voters are waiting in line here. They've had to open the north end of this Veterans Memorial. The line snakes all the way from the north to the south. And just to give you an idea, it's about a four-hour wait.
Good Lord.
To be able to vote, yeah.
So that's got to be, what, at least 100, 200 people there?
Oh, I would say several thousand.
Several thousand?
I would imagine, yes. There have been 50,000, more than 50,000 people have voted in person at Vets Memorial, and that's since September. And the past several days have been close to 3,000 people each day.
And this is just one place?
This is just one place. There's only one place in Franklin County to vote early. So these are voters from hundreds of polling places that come here to be able to vote.
So if you're going to bring a book, you might want to bring War and Peace.
Right. You would bring War and Peace or maybe Moby Dick or something.
Well, what are people actually doing?
People are listening to iPods. They're reading books. They're talking to their neighbors. The boards of election have actually passed out water and granola bars to people. They're making the best of it. The mood here is pretty light. People are being patient. I think it's because they're determined to be able to vote.
You'll forgive me, but if you're going to wait online for 4 hours, there's occasional certain urgent business that needs to be taken care of.
I'm sorry, Neil. You broke up for just a moment. What was that?
I'm saying, are people willing to hold somebody's place in line while they go visit the men's room or the ladies' room?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There is a restroom, and oddly enough, it's at the front of the line. So I think there are people actually making sure that people do not jump in line. And actually, there was an incident while I was here about an hour ago. A woman had been waiting in line for several hours. Her daughter showed up and tried to get in line with her, and people behind her did get upset and notified some of the sheriff's deputies, and they took care of it, and the woman was not allowed to jump line.
And can you give us some idea of the age of this long, long line? Or are there young people, old people?
Neil, the age varies. I mean, there are folks here in their 20s on up to elderly people being wheeled in wheelchairs. So it's the age runs the gamut.
Because people would suspect that maybe young people wouldn't have the patience and old people would, just be uncomfortable waiting that long.
Absolutely. I spoke with a gentleman who has MS, and luckily he was moved to the front of the line because of his disability. So, but people are, they're being patient.
Could you pass the phone to somebody?
Absolutely. I'm going to pass the phone to David Mortman from Worthington. David, here's David.
Hello. David.
Hello.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How long have you been waiting in line?
About 3.5 hours so far.
And so you're not that far away at this point?
No, I can actually see voting machines if I get up on my tippy toes.
That's going to be pretty exciting after all this time. What have you been doing to kill the time?
I brought a book to read. I've been talking with my neighbors. I have snacks.
What book are you reading?
I'm reading Neil Gaiman's new book. It's called The Graveyard Book.
I haven't seen that one. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it just came out a couple weeks ago.
And so you're making progress in your book, and you feel all of this waiting is worth it?
Oh, absolutely.
And those around you, are they feeling like this is worth it to them? They must be. They've been waiting 3.5 hours.
People look pretty determined to wait it out.
Now, why are you going to such effort to vote today as opposed to tomorrow when there's going to be a lot more places open?
Well, because I'm driving to Chicago tomorrow, actually, for a conference that I'm participating in, and I'm actually also hoping to get into the big rally at Grant Park.
Ah, the big Obama rally that's at Grant Park in Chicago tomorrow. They think there might be a million people there.
That's what they're saying.
And when you so you're absolutely voting sort of absentee because you're not going to be there on election day itself.
I'm sorry, you broke up there, so I didn't quite catch the question.
That's all right. It was a dumb question anyway. Dave, thanks very much.
No problem.
All right, pass the phone back to Mandy.
Hello, Neil. It's Mandy.
Hi. Anybody else there for us to talk to?
Yes, there's actually Gianna Cox from Westerville, who is right near me in line. Just one moment. Hello.
Hi, Gianni.
Yes.
Hi, Gianna, excuse me. It's Neil Conan at National Public Radio. How are you today?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good. You've been waiting online a long time there?
Yes, about 3.5 hours.
And what?
I expected that.
You expected it, so what? Did you bring a snack?
Actually, no, but they were actually giving out granola bars and water, but I did bring an MP3 player and a book.
And which book did you bring?
I brought Omar Tyree, The Pecking Order.
Uh-huh. And what's on your MP3 player?
Say it again.
What's on your MP3 player?
Oh, I got a little bit of everything. I got a little bit of Corinne Bailey, Beyonce, Nelly, some gospel. I got a little bit of everything.
And again, why are you going to all this trouble to vote today when it might be actually easier to vote tomorrow?
Well, you know, I voted in 2004, and actually, because I had to wait so long, at the time I had a job. So when I left my job to go vote, it was 9 o'clock in the morning, but I actually didn't get back to my job until my shift was over. So I wanted to kind of get this kind of out of the way because I know so many people are going tomorrow.
So you think it might be worse tomorrow than it is today?
Yeah, I really do.
All right. Thanks very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Mandy.
Mandy, thanks very much. And so the people, have you met anybody who says, look, this is just ridiculous, I got to go home?
I did. I did meet one young man. He waited over 3 hours and then left. He was going to be late for an exam. I think he was a local college student. So he did leave. But he's the only person that I've talked to thus far who has not left.
One of our larger
who has left rather.
Who has left rather? Yeah, one of our larger universities being nearby there. Yeah.
That's correct. The Ohio State University is here, so I'm sure there. I have seen numerous students. Actually, there are a couple of young men. I believe they've already gone in that had backpacks strapped to their backs and asked them if they had been studying. They said no. They've just been interested in talking to folks around them, so they haven't even been studying.
Okay, Mandy, thanks very much for your trouble. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Neil. It was a pleasure.
Mandy Trimble, the news reporter for member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio, with us from the Veterans Memorial polling station in Franklin County. So those of you who've waited online for early voting this year, how did you pass the time online? Let's talk with Tim. Tim's with us from Interstate in Indiana. I assume you're on the interstate in Indiana.
Yes, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just want to say I love your show, too.
Oh, well, thanks very much. It's kind of
Yes, actually, I waited, just finished voting, actually, a couple of hours ago and waited for 3.5 hours. So it was quite a bit of people there that were actually taking numbers. And if you did not want to wait and sit and wait there at the courthouse, you could actually take the number and come back closer to time to vote, which is actually what me and my friend did. So and I can actually say that I've never loved my BlackBerry more.
So you were online doing your emails and surfing the web?
Yeah, just surfing the web and actually to the previous section earlier in the hour, checking my Facebook and commenting on other people's blogs and things like that, too. So I use my BlackBerry for everything, on the internet. But today was to pass, but the 3.5 hours actually kind of cruised by faster than I thought. So
it does challenge your battery life, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does very quickly.
All right, Tim, drive carefully, all right?
All right, thank you very much. Thanks, Neil.
So long. Here's an email we have from Brian in Columbus, Ohio. I voted early yesterday and waited over 6 hours. Pizza and bottled water were provided by whom? I don't know. Let's see if we can get Mary on the line. Mary's with us from Birmingham in Alabama.
Hey, I'm planning to vote tomorrow because we didn't have really early voting except for absentee.
Right.
But I plan to take a camp chair and a novel that I'm reading and my son's iPod.
And your son's iPod.
I don't have one, but he's got some great Bruce Springsteen on there because I told him to. And I'm going to be reading a novel called Run by Ann Patchett.
I'm unfamiliar with that, but I'm sure it's a good one.
Oh, she's a really good writer.
All right. Anyway. If it takes 3 or 4 hours, that's okay with you?
It's okay, yes. This is what we have to do. I mean, this is part of our American duty. So I'll do it. I'm not happy that it takes so long. Is this something that we didn't know was coming? I think we've had some maybe poor planning.
May be right about that, but turnouts had been going down for a long time, and then, it's just been the last several years, 4 years ago and again 2 years ago, they've really been turning up and people maybe caught by surprise.
Right. Well, I'm glad to see the participation, that's for sure.
All right, Mary, thanks very much for the call. Good luck.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
We're talking to people who are waiting online or have waited online in early voting to get advice for those of us who will be waiting on long lines to vote tomorrow. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Tracy's on the line. Tracy with us from Greenville in North Carolina.
Yeah, I waited in line about an hour and a half, and I took an extra laptop battery with me, as well as an extra battery for my BlackBerry, and that seemed to work out real well.
And you had a high-speed internet connection there?
I did.
And so that all worked out pretty well?
It worked out really well, but I think in my district, I was quoted by one of the judges that over a quarter of the people in my district in North Carolina voted early.
A quarter of the people?
30,000.
And that's already, and I guess people are still voting today?
A week ago.
That was a week ago, because I've heard estimates that is, 30% or more nationally will have voted already.
Correct.
Something like that. So while you were on using up all that battery life, what were you doing on your computer?
I was doing paperwork for my job.
So it was work.
Pardon?
So it was work. You're going to charge for it.
It was work. I did at one point check on my University of Washington Huskies on their internet blog. They're suffering with the worst record in the nation, but I didn't stay on there too long and went back to work.
Well, you get a new coach next year, so it may work out better for you.
I hope so.
All right, Tracy, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Here's an email from Deborah in Beaverton, Oregon. My suggestion, check out the real estate listings here in Oregon. All our elections are vote by mail. No lines, no hassles, no controversies at polling places. I already voted. All I had to do was drive up to the mailbox at my post office and toss in my ballot. After seeing this work so well in Oregon, I don't understand why every state isn't a vote by mail state. This from Daniel in Tennessee. I waited in line for about an hour and 15 minutes to vote on Friday afternoon over a week ago. This was in Wilson County, Tennessee, where they said the lines were never shorter than 45 minutes and as much as 2 hours during early voting. I had a Dean Koontz novel on my Touch iPod, which I read. Time passed, and I voted. And let's see if we can get another caller on the line. Let's go to Julie. Julie with us from Tallahassee in Florida.
Yes, I'm in Tallahassee, and we voted early, and we stood in line for like almost an hour, and the thing that was so exciting was that there were people talking to each other, and it was, considering the fact that nobody walks anywhere and has conversations, everybody's in their car, it was really cool to have all these different people having conversations, and not everybody was voting for the same person, so that was really exciting.
And were people talking about politics, or were they talking about football?
Yeah, they were talking about politics, but they were also talking about their lives, too, which was really awesome.
So you meet a whole lot of people you wouldn't have ordinarily met.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, definitely. And Tallahassee's small, and I didn't know there were so many different people. So, it was really exciting.
All right, Julie, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from Elizabeth in Layton, Utah. I stood in line for an hour, 45 minutes on Thursday. My advice, bring a jacket in case of cold, an umbrella in case of rain, something with earphones in case of obnoxious people online near you, and an example ballot that you've already filled out so you don't have to take more than a few minutes. And let's see if we can get Tyler on the line. Tyler with us from Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Hi. I'm just looking for suggestions. My wife and I are voting in Michigan, and we have to take our 5-year-old and 1.5-year-old with us. And I just am worried about how long the lines are going to be, and I don't know.
Do you have one of those portable video players you could take a movie for the five-year-old?
Well, we do, but I'm just worried about holding his attention for more than an hour, especially if we have to stand in line.
It's going to be difficult. I would definitely bring food and, you know, maybe a spare diaper or two.
All right, thanks.
Good luck. And we have this from Lucy in New York. It seems to me that the perfect book to read while waiting to vote this year would be The Agony and the Ecstasy. On Twitter, that we got this from Galushka. I'll be voting tomorrow, and I'll probably bring a bag of Halloween candy to share with other waiters if it's busy. Amy in Alaska emails, from my early voting experience in Fairbanks, bring liquids, projects you're working on for Christmas, cell phones, warm hearts, and excitement for the historic nature of this election. It's also a good time to do some serious letter writing. Those are all pieces of advice for people who have been waiting, for those of us who will be waiting online to vote tomorrow. We thank you all for your time, and thanks to everybody who tweeted us and emailed us and gave us a call. Tomorrow, we'll be talking with members of the military on what their new commander-in-chief needs to know about what they do for a living and about their lives. Join us then. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.